letters and a news packet here, which to thank you for, and I'm going to go over through the three letters and answer all the questions, and, then I'll tell you what I've been up to, which hasn't been an awful lot this last week. I understand that, Mother got Father a tape recorder for Christmas, and I suppose I'll be getting a tape in the next couple of days or so, I don't know. Mother asks if this is the rainy season. It certainly is. Last year, however, December was the dry, one of the driest months of the year, which means we have a late rainy season. And it should dry up the next couple of weeks and stay dry until April or so, then get a little rain again. Not much, just a little bit. But this is indeed the wet season. It is wet today, and it is also very cold. Reading the letter here real quickly, trying to get the questions. I didn't underline them. I don't have an awful lot to say, really. No. Had a good Christmas. I didn't tell you about Christmas. Yeah, I told you about Christmas in my first tape. Yeah. Well, I'm kind of curious about Leland. You said in one letter there that, I don't know if he graduated from school. That's what I'm interested in. I guess he didn't. I didn't go off to the jungles, and I don't plan to. I'm sure you read in the paper right now where the 1st Brigade, 1st of the 12th, has had a lot of trouble. 1st of the 12th Battalion of the 1st Brigade has had a lot of trouble up there and wiped out a couple of times. As I understand it, the BC swept the position, and they had enough time to go back and shoot everybody that was alive after they swept the position. So, a little busy up there. And they had an airstrike today outside our barrier to the north of us, and they were shooting. They've been shooting artillery all night tonight, or most of the night tonight. What is it? It's the 2nd of January right now, 9:30. At night, and they've been shooting up a storm out there. Must be somebody out there. They had all the MPs out on the highway this morning or this afternoon, so there was something going on. I don't know what. Never hear about it. Let me see. Yes, well, that takes care of the first letter. One question. Now, I got two today, as a matter of fact. Written 3 days apart from each other, but I got two of them. Both of them came today. Oh, I appreciate those letters. Let me see. Yeah, I saw Dennis's little cartoon in the center of the toys everywhere. Is this all? He writes that every year, doesn't he? Oh, boy. Sorry about Steve Haberman, or his father anyway, Mr. Haberman. They were living over in East Bay, wasn't it? Weren't they? I think so. I sent everybody a card like that. You got a card like that. Everybody got cards like that, except the Childresses, and they sent me a card, which I got today. And I didn't send them a card. Well, Dad didn't ask any questions, just general news, saying that Mother would tell you all the news. Guess it'll be a little busy now that all the vacation there, people on vacation, do things like that, so. Way to start the year off busy, you know. Boxing Day. Huh. Yes, I stayed in on K with my village. Oh, you can hear him shooting off something out there, somebody. The vase that you got is made out of wood, and it's got lacquer on it, so don't put water in it. I don't know. They're very nice. You know, Montagnard children and play coup, singing Christmas carols. Also some soldiers putting Christmas Day in a contoon. Well, let me tell you about Al. I called Al the other day, about 3 days or 4 days ago, and I got as far as contoon. I got out the special forces, and I asked for Al Warmington, and he said, oh, wait a minute, I'll get him. No, he's not here. He's in play coup. He's in the hospital. I said, well, I'd sure like some details on the what happened. They just fired off a bunch of mortars. You'll hear them go off in a minute pretty soon. So this Captain Mitchell comes on. He's the civil affairs team chief up there. And I introduce myself, oh yes, and he says, well, Lieutenant Warmington got a gunshot, and there's the mortars going off. There's somebody out there. Lieutenant Warmington has an accidental gunshot wound in the leg, but he was up walking around the first day after they took him to the hospital. So I haven't been able to talk to him or get up there, and we don't anticipate going to play coup for quite a while. Well, there is something out there, because they're shooting a lot of mortars out. Maybe we'll have a word tonight. Get everything ready?
Yeah.
And, so he got accidentally shot in the leg. I don't know by whom or with what, but he was okay, I guess. He's out walking around the first day. Oh, let's see. Jim's up in Da Nang. I got a letter from him the other day. And he extended, I think, for another year over here. And he's requesting a transfer to Recon, get out there and do some more fighting. He, like I say, he doesn't like sitting around the airfield there. Any more questions? Let me see. Large box station. Yes. But she doesn't write very many letters anymore. I haven't got the package yet. The present came from Bill and Betty and all that stuff. That hasn't come yet. And what do you do with the $10? Take the $10 and use that to develop film, pay for postage, and that's about it, because I can't use American money over here. In fact, I'm not even supposed to have it over here. So don't even send it. Use that for developing film and good things like that. Buying batteries for flash cubes. And if there's something I want, I'll let you know, like those mailers, you know, ektachrome, 20 slides, ektachrome mailers. Yeah, that'll only pay for it. That $10 only pay for about half that. Need those. I got another roll of film here ready to send to you as soon as I get it. I should send you those slides now that I've figured out what they were and written down on what they were. That's kind of funny playing golf on Christmas Day. That's a first, isn't it? I'm glad you had a good time. Marge said that she called and couldn't get a hold of you. And she didn't know where you were. And let's see. I didn't get much of a card from Kermit, just saying that he wasn't feeling too well and he was hoping that I was well. That's about all he said. Harvey Boyson, huh? Graduated from UC this March. Like I said, I was curious about Leland if he made it this December like he was supposed to. And then his master starts graduating before he finishes ROTC. That's normal. Childress has said that Ricky was skiing. Ken Ross is going to OCS, huh? I'll bet you money he doesn't make it. I'll bet you money he doesn't make it. And we'll see what happens. If he's going to OCS at Fort Benning, he won't be going to signal school. If he's going to Fort Gordon, he might be going to OCS to go to signal school. He'd be an infantry officer if he goes to Fort Benning. Of course, I'm not sure about that. We'll see. Neil will be coming in next Monday, which is last night, or tonight at 6:30. Well, that's good. Yeah, I read about that bomb, too. Kind of a surprise, you know? Oh, well. Halleck. You know, it's kind of funny reading about the exploits of Johnny Halleck. I can get a laugh out of it. Hope he didn't hurt himself in a car wreck. Well... Yeah, well, let's see. That takes about care of everything. On that letter, then I got another letter written by Mother 3 days later in this other envelope. There it is, underneath all this pile of paper. Oops, I think I'm going to have to go on the other side to go to the questions on that, get all these questions answered, and tell you what I've been up to this last week. Like I said, it hasn't been much. So, wrong end. My harmonica that I got for Christmas, which I am slowly learning how to play. Hills are alive with the sound of music. I'll learn someday. Keep practicing with the damn thing. It's a lot of fun. So I'm going to while the time away while the tape goes, and then we'll flip it over and go through the last letter there. Come on, tape, go. Well, I'm waiting. Thanks so much for the letters and mail. And we'll see you on the other side.